Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Derby time again. All right there. Who's a better cuddler, you or Johnny Depp? That's tough to answer, isn't it? I don't know how he cuddles. I don't know why I cuddle anymore after all. Is that your question?
That was my question, yes.
How am I supposed to verify what a good cuddler Johnny Depp is unless you have some knowledge that I don't?
Sorry, I was just daydreaming.
Okay, all right. I don't know. That'd be a tough one. Tough call. Get back to you on that one. Cameron Dean from Gray's Lake, why can't the show start at noon? Why didn't I think of that, Cameron? Where is Cameron? Where is the Gray's Lake? Oh, hi. Hey, how you doing there? A little early for you?
Yeah.
Would you be sleeping generally about now?
Yeah. It's like 1. Get up at 1 in the afternoon.
You get up at 1 in the morning and 1 in the afternoon?
No, 1 in the afternoon.
It's on a 12-hour cycle there, huh?
Yep.
So you can sleep late. What's the latest you ever slept?
1, probably.
As far as you go?
I get up if I...
Try to push the envelope?
Nope. I can't.
All right. It's a good idea, though. I should have thought of it after all these years. It is too early to be doing right. And we got the whole family here's got cards here. Beth, why doesn't my son have a turnaround date? What does that mean?
It's like homecoming with the girl, us the guy.
Oh. What? Come on.
I want to take pictures.
I know, but you don't want to. Come on. There's a lot of pressure on him.
What? Can you help him?
Yeah, you want to go to the turnaround dance?
I'm okay.
That's a different dance.
Talk about turnaround. I say, no, I'm, you know, God. Come on, shoot.
Oh, just one picture?
What?
With a date?
Yeah, but I know. It's not, you know, it's like those Sadie. I never got asked. We had a Sadie Hawkins dance. I never went to one Sadie Hawkins day dance my entire young life. Huh? Thank you. Anyone here want to do it now? Let's go to Dog Patch, I say. So, okay, that's a lot of pressure, though. And then, let's see, we got the turn started noon. I think we have one more here. Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is Ainsley. Yeah, how are you, dear?
Good, how are you?
Good. Do you read, like, fantasies and stuff?
No.
You don't? Your question is, what's your question?
Do you like unicorns or fairies better?
Yeah. Well, you must read those types of books, then.
No, my friend is just really weird, so she talks about those a lot.
Well, if I had to choose, I guess I'd choose fairies. Because, you know, they're little cute women with with wings. Whereas, you know, a horse with a horn, I don't need. I have no use for that.
Wait, what?
Oh, never mind. Thank you for asking, and it made me think. Okay, well, that's the Dean family, then, from Gray's Lake. Do you want to say anything, sir? You can...
Nope, no questions, only answers for me.
Only answers for Mr. Dean. Okay, how are we doing here time-wise?
Got... 2 minutes.
I have 2 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, the pressure is really on now. Are tickets still available for Prairie Home Companion? I would pick that with 2 minutes left. He's here in town, I guess, tonight. Probably not. You know, you might see if you can hawk one. But it's kind of cold to be out there hawking tickets, but should be able to do it. Jeannie Russell, who is a Reader Baker baseball fan, who said, where's Jeannie? Okay, I can make it back there in a minute. Like, I just got a minute now, Jeannie, and you got a long card here. We got to go through all this. And she's from Wausau via Berkeley. That's a long way around to Wausau, Berkeley, huh?
I've been to Berkeley to see the show several times.
Oh, excellent. It says, hey, you read it.
Well, my question is basically, why can't I be clever on demand? Why do I have to wait till just before I go to sleep to think up something amusing, important? Yeah. Like right now, I was trying to think up something clever. I had a 3x5 card. I had my own pen. Yeah.
So you have to be in your jammies to perform.
Pretty much. Relaxed. No anxiety, no performance anxiety like right now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Did you bring your jammies? Did you bring your jammies? You could get into them.
They're in the hotel. I didn't.
Well, let's go there then. The heck with it.
Everyone. Exactly.
Well, thank you for coming. Nice to see you.
My pleasure.
Good to have you here. We're going to play a round of the What Do You Know quiz, a chance for you to win fabulous prizes simply for being fabulous. We have to know who can and cannot participate in that quiz legally and by law even. To do that, we have here, your name is?
Pat Czarnecki.
Pat, how you doing?
I'm fabulous this morning.
Okay, Pat, you want to take that and deliver.
All right.
Stand and deliver.
All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, though the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Number two. Heck, I was seeing Mante for a while. Number three, persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phone trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. Number four, all opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Well done. Very thoughtful delivery. Good style. Stylistically wonderful. Thank you.
One item off my bucket list.
Good. Let's see the hands of those who... All right, you had your hand up. You, sir. Yes, you, sir. You were the first, so it's obviously the most important to you of anyone here, because your hand went up immediately. No one shoved it up. Did anyone shove your arm up? I don't think so.
All my own.
Your own arm there. And you are?
Jim.
Jim, you from around here, Jim?
I'm from the great city of Madison.
Oh, you are. What part of town are you from?
Well, actually, I'm not from Madison. I'm from a suburb of Madison. I say Madison, but I shouldn't. I'm from Oregon.
Oregon, okay. So Park Street, where Park Street ends.
Right, exactly. Get all through all the traffic in Oregon, and then I come to Madison.
So. Jim, then, huh?
Yes.
Jim, give me one good reason why you want to play this quiz.
Because if I play the quiz today, I can scratch off number one on my bucket list.
We're scratching off a lot of bucket lists, ladies and gentlemen. Come on down, Jim. Walk this way. Watch how I do it. I go like this on this part, and then I turn this way. Have a seat if you would, Jim. Make some fresh water there for you.
Oh, right.
Okay. Jump for the crack there in the Naga hide. Keeps coming back. We patch it, keeps coming back. Well, duct tape is not a patch. I understand that. So, Jim, what do you do these days?
I'm working for the state these days. I work at the Department of Transportation.
Oh, what do you do for them?
I work in the motor vehicles division. We handle trucks and so forth. But
your heavy trucks. So
yeah, heavy trucks,
here.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Heavy trucks is probably the place to be.
It's where the parties are, pretty much in the morning. It's a party all day long. You know, state workers.
There's a party in heavy trucks. I can hear that.
Exactly. It's a fiesta.
It's a fiesta, not a fiasco.
Well, sometimes it's a fiasco, too.
Okay.
Many
you can do
times
both,
it is.
Okay. And what's your favorite leisure time activity, Jim?
I like to play with my dog. I like to take my dog to the dog park and watch him have fun and walk around and, and meet other people and watch the dogs.
Your dog
I'm a
meets
big
other
dog
people?
Guy. I love dogs.
Yeah, okay. Is it a big dog? Or?
Well, he's 55 pounds, so he's a medium. I would say he's a medium-sized dog. He's probably bigger than he should be.
What's his name? Okay, keep saying he.
Baxter.
Baxter, nice name.
Yes,
you
yes.
Got to like a dog named Baxter.
Didn't give him that name.
No.
That was the name that he had when we got him, but
it's
a good name. I think it is a good dog.
And what breed be he?
He is a Springer Spaniel.
Springer Spaniel.
He's very energetic.
Big,
needs a
big
lot of
Springer
love.
Spaniel.
Big Springer Spaniel,
yeah.
Who's very spoiled.
Yeah. Oh, sounds good. Do you think he's listening?
I'm sure he is. We left the radio on at home. He's probably applauding. And
say what you usually would say to Baxter.
While he's tearing up the house and taking the garbage. And
you would, what would you say to him under those circumstances?
I would say, you wait till I get home, and I'll scratch your belly, because that's what usually happens.
Wait till you get home, Baxter, and your belly will be scratched. But stop that right now. Okay. We play the quiz. You're familiar with the quiz?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
You're a little too familiar with it, I think. You're a little too anxious to do this.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is number one on my bucket list.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm just
What's
excited.
Number two, in case we can?
World domination.
Oh, okay. Let's try this then and see what happens. And to play the quiz, of course, someone else has to qualify for that quiz.
Yes, they
yes.
do.
Yes. How do they do that?
They dial 1-800-942-5669, and you ask them a qualifying question.
Okay. This is in the news. You might have seen it. What can 3D printers now print? 3D printer is actually a printer that can print 3D objects, but they've made a major breakthrough now with something that's been in all the news. 3D printers can now print what on your printer? That seemed impossible just a few days ago. In Chattanooga, Charlie's on. Hey, Chattanooga, Charlie, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great there, Mr. Feldman. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Have you getting? Did you get some cold weather in Chattanooga? Any snow down by you?
Well, we did get a few kind of frozen things falling down.
Frozen things. That could have been snow.
Actually, I just got some ice on the deck. Is all I got. All there was.
Ice on the deck. Okay, not so bad. Charlie, what can 3D printers now print? You may have seen this in the news.
Well, I'm thinking that maybe they can print organs.
So you're saying organs are actually meat or
that's
meat?
Right. Yes, actual meat. Type organs. Yeah.
Meat type organs. That's exactly right, Charlie. I am so happy for you.
Finally, Steve Lee.
After all these years of trying?
Well, it's been, actually, Michael, it has been a couple, 2-3 years. It surely is. Yes.
Okay, well, Charlie, this is Jim. He's your partner in crime.
Charlie,
here.
Nice to meet you. How are
Jim,
you?
Jim, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm glad you're smart, Charlie.
Yeah.
It increases our chances.
And Jim is in the motor vehicle department. He's a good man to know if you're...
I hope there's lots of questions about engines.
Yes. Okay, Charlie and Jim, you are a team right now. You work together. We have various categories, don't we, Sarah Nix?
We do, and those categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay, Charlie, what would you like?
Oh, what do I want? Oh.
Sure. What do you want?
Let's try an end and an odd.
Odds and ends?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay. For dogs, which is it? Heavy metal, classical, or mainstream country? They did a study on dogs and music that they actually seemed to prefer. I don't know how they told.
Jim, what do you think Baxter likes? What do you think?
I'm not sure what kind of music he likes. I know what kind of television he likes because he tells me he likes sports on television.
He likes sports.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, cool.
Does he have follow a team?
Well, Packers, Badgers, all the Wisconsin.
Of course.
Good dog.
Yeah,
good dog.
He's going to live in my house.
As far as music, heavy metal, classical, or mainstream country?
Charlie, I'm thinking classical, I at least with my dog.
Charlie, what do you think?
He needs a little calming
down. All right, I'll go along with classical.
Classical's right, yes. They prefer classical music. How do you like that? And that would be?
That would be one right and zero wrong.
Okay, what's left?
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school or science.
Jim?
How about people?
People.
People.
All right. All right. Of all of the people who without the smelly pits gene. Okay, wait a second.
What?
Of the people born without the smelly pits gene, there apparently are people who are born without having the gene
really?
For...
There can't be very many of them.
Other people without the smelly pits gene, how many still use deodorant despite being born with a gene that means they don't need it? Is it 3 out of 4, 9 out of 10, or 99 out of 100? Still use a deodorant even though they have the gene that means they don't have...
What do you think, Charlie?
They don't perspire under their arms. You put it in a polite way.
I would think that they would not even know they don't have this gene. So
that's exactly what I'm thinking. I think the number would be pretty high.
It'd be pretty high. Yeah, let's go with the high number, 99 out of 100. What do you think?
Yeah,
that's a pretty high number, though.
Oh,
that's almost as high as a number can get, you know?
I would say...
I mean, is there anything really where 99 out of 100 do anything? My ex-former father-in-law used to say stuff like that. 99 out of 100, you know, but he's never right, though.
Oh, he's never right. Okay, well, yeah. What are those other choices?
99 out of 100.
I think it would still be a high number, 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10. Now, once again, it's almost a 99 out of 100 situation. That's good. You used to say that, too. It seems to be once when I say, 9 out of 10. Don't know.
All right, so what's the other one?
That's a high number.
Yeah, that's a high number.
But I can't hear him saying 3 out of 4, because that almost sounds like it could be reasonable.
Okay.
Somehow, might be some data.
I don't know how I arrived at it, but I'm thinking 3 out of 4.
Three out of four is right. Yes. Okay. 3 out of 4. Even though they don't need it, they use it. They should be tested for that, and they give it up.
That must be something at the garage there, I would think.
Yes, I think something in the garage.
That's two right and zero wrong. And a perfect non sequitur.
Yeah, it's a good one. And what's left there, Sam?
Current events, places, things you should have learned in school or science.
Charlie?
Well, there's lots of things I should have learned in school.
Okay.
But I'll go with science.
Oh. You fooled me on that one. I was all poised on that. Okay, images from Hawaii's Keck Observatory predict severe weather on one of the following planets. Is it Neptune, Saturn, or Uranus? Severe weather on one of the following.
Well, I don't know about mine.
Planets. These are planets. One is called Neptune. One is called Saturn.
We'll
scratch
that
one
off as an answer then.
Uranus.
Yeah, we have to get rid of that one. So, man, Jim, I don't know. What do you think? Bad weather.
Probably would be.
They can see it right now.
I'm sorry. Neptune, Uranus.
And Neptune, Saturn, and Uranus.
I'd say it almost have to be.
I'd say they know more about Saturn than
the
rest because they've studied the rings. It's closer to the sun, isn't it? It would be. That would make sense, wouldn't it, Charlie?
Well.
So you're saying you're going with Saturn?
I'm going with Saturn.
Saturn.
What do you think, Jim?
Saturn it is.
I'm sorry, it's Uranus.
I told you it wasn't mine.
And all because you wanted to avoid it. For unrelated reasons. And what's...
That's two right and one wrong.
Okay, don't worry. So you're going to get this, I feel. And then what's left there, Sarah?
Current events, places, things you should have learned in school.
Okay. Is it back?
It's back to let's go with places.
Places it is. Okay, this is it for all the money. A Norwegian road tunnel was closed for a week due to 27 metric tons of flaming what? Was it flaming sardines in oil, goat cheese, or aquavit? 27.
What's this aquavit stuff?
Well, you'd know it if you had it. It's a liqueur. It's a fine liqueur.
Oh.
It's also a cheap, fine liqueur.
I'm not sure if the others would start on fire, Charlie. Liqueur sounds, if Michael is telling us the truth, which I have
tons?
No doubt that he is.
Goat cheese. Yeah, someone said goat cheese is flammable. Did I hear that? Do you have goat cheese?
Is that the Knoeflers?
Have you flamed it? Because they do it. Don't they do that? Isn't that what they flame? That's kind of flame, isn't it? I don't know. I think they put something on it. I'm not sure the cheese itself.
Well, do you think goat cheese is a feasible answer, Charlie?
Well, Norway, they've
you know,
got
they
a lot
love
of cheese,
goat
up
cheese
up there.
Though,
they love the goat cheese. I know.
I can see they'd be transporting 27
tons of
it.
If they're going to smoke anything, it'd be goat cheese. So
I'm feeling goat cheese, too.
All right. Let's cut the cheese.
goat cheese
it is. Yeah. Brunost. Flaming Brunost in the tunnel.
Flaming
There's
goat
a fire
cheese.
In the tunnel. And it's goat cheese. Unbelievable.
What kind of that just puts this image in my mind. I'll never get rid of it.
Okay, well, good luck with that. Anyhow, here's what you want.
Jim, you've won the quintessential What Do You Know prize of the ages, a pair of classic plastic pink flamingos, guaranteed to turn your yard into a tropical paradise from pink ink. Charlie, start your morning with a satisfying cup of Steep & Brew breakfast blend and carry that good feeling through the day with rich and smooth Costa Rican Terrazzo, precision roasted in Madison by Steep & Brew Coffee. That's coffee done right. And for each of you, a souvenir tin of mints from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, along with the book, What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books. Congratulations to you both.
Michael, thank you very much.
All right, see you at the end.